El siguiente es un programa pagado por el anunciante y 1600 AM ESPN Deportes no se hace responsable por las opiniones reflejadas en su contenido.
This is a special program on Multicultural 1600 AM, so please stay tuned.
Tune into All Things Armenian, presented by the Armenian Studies Program at California State University, Fresno. Enjoy in-depth conversation on the Armenian culture and learn everything going on in the valley within the Armenian community. Listen every Sunday at 2 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
Good afternoon. Welcome to All Things Armenian. I'm your host, Professor Barla Dermagerdichian, here to share with you some news about the Armenian community, about things at Fresno State, and just about some interesting things that are happening in the Armenian world. And I want to start out today talking about some interesting news coming out of UCLA associated with the Promise movie. Many of us remember the Promise as a movie that was financed by Kirk Kerkorian back in 2016. It was made on the 100th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide, and the purpose of it was to really bring attention to the Armenian Genocide. After Kirk Kerkorian passed away, he left a significant sum of money to UCLA, and now just recently, just a couple of days ago, the news was announced that the Promise Armenia Institute has been launched with a $20 million donation from Kirk Kerkorian. And what that is going to do is to make UCLA really one of the centers in Armenian studies. They will be forming an international institute that will focus activities around two major areas. The first will be a center for Armenian studies. That will be the more academic area with faculty visiting lectures, supporting graduate research, and also providing funding for language classes. Also, there will be a programs for public impact, which will coordinate new and ongoing projects in a variety of areas such as archaeology, arts, business, law, engineering, etc. So this is really exciting news. We're looking forward to hearing more about what's going to be coming out of UCLA. Today, I have as my guests executive members of the Armenian Students Organization at Fresno State. Just a little bit of background on the Armenian Students Organization. It started back in the 1970s, and actually it formally formed in 1974. But we know that before then, in the 1960s, there was a group called the Young Armenians on campus. But since 1974, the Armenian Students Organization has been the voice of Armenian students at Fresno State, and really it has a lot of different purposes. So I've invited today members of the executive group of the club to kind of talk a little bit about themselves so that we get to learn a little bit more about our students and also a little bit about the club. So I'd like to introduce the president of the Armenian Students Organization, Susie Ekmekcan. Welcome, Susie.
Hello. Thank you for calling.
Well, I want to congratulate you on becoming president. I know that being the president of any organization is a challenging position. But first, tell us a little bit about yourself. What year are you in college? What are you studying? What made you want to come to Fresno State?
So currently, I'm a third year at Fresno State University, and I'm studying biology in hopes of becoming a dentist in the future. And I'm also minoring in Armenian studies. And I wanted to come to Fresno State because of the rich cultural things that I could have gained from the Armenian Studies program, as well as the amazing biology department that we have at Fresno State.
So were you born in Fresno? Did you go to schools in Fresno, Clovis? Tell us a little bit about that as well.
Yes. So I was born in Fresno, California, and I went to schools throughout Fresno and Clovis now that I'm moved there. But so I just kind of decided that Fresno would be the best place for me to stay, and I love the valley. So
how did you hear about Fresno State? Why did you choose Fresno State rather than perhaps going to some other college outside the area?
So I always knew about Fresno State going to Fresno schools, but my mom also graduated from Fresno State, and she also received a minor in Armenian studies. So I kind of just wanted to follow through her footsteps and make sure that I stay connected to the valley, because it's very important to me as I grew up here.
Well, that's great. So tell us how you got involved in the ASO, in the Armenian Students Organization. Is this the first year that you've been involved, or second year?
So actually, I've been involved in the executive group of ASO as soon as I went into college. And it was because of my great desire to connect with Armenian students throughout our community and people of our age. Because being Armenian in Fresno, we want to connect to each other, and there aren't very many of us. So the opportunity to find a place where we could be in social situations together was very amazing to me. So it drew me to that.
And then what has been for you sort of the primary purpose goal that you have had personally for the club? Where would you like to see the club go?
I think the most important thing of ASO is the development of connections within the students and making those connections last through a lifetime. And I feel that I've made lifelong friends through this organization, and I wouldn't replace that for anything in the world.
That's great. So our next guest, and we're all in the studio together, is the vice president for the Armenian Students Organization, Matthew Magridichian. Welcome to the show, Matthew.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Great. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What year are you in college? When did you first come to Fresno State? What are you studying?
Well, I came to Fresno State after completing my associate's degree at Clovis Community in my kinesiology. And this is my fourth year in college. And I am.
So it seems like you're enthusiastic to be a member of the club because you went for vice president. This is the first time you have a position within the executive. Just tell us in a few words, what is your own personal goal? Why did you want to get involved, and what would you like happening in the club?
Well, I joined ASO to get more connected with the Armenian community at Fresno State and in the city. And I just hope to see more people join the club.
Great.
And just see it grow.
Very good. And also joining us is the secretary for the Armenian Students Organization, Dustin Vartanian. Welcome, Dustin.
Hi, Professor Barlow. Thanks for having me on.
Great. Dustin, tell us a little bit about yourself. Were you from Fresno? Are you originally from Fresno? Where are you from? Where's your family from? And then how you chose Fresno State?
Yeah, I'm from Visalia. My whole family's from Visalia. So I actually went to COS, College of Sequoias, in Visalia first, before transferring into Fresno State. So this is only my second year at Fresno State, but technically I'm a senior.
That's great. And in terms of wanting to come to Fresno State, was there a particular reason you chose Fresno State?
You know, so many people in my family chose to go to Fresno State. I've always been a Fresno State fan, I guess you could say. I've always grew up, you know, being a Fresno State sports fan. So it's always kind of been a dream school of me, and a dream to be a Bulldog.
And how did you get involved with the club? Had you heard about the ASO, or what made you want to get involved and getting involved to actually take an executive position?
Yeah, you know, when I came in last year, it was as simple as a text from one of my friends that was in the club saying, hey, you should just come to our meeting and check it out. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've loved every minute of it, and I wanted to get an executive position this year because last year I saw the executives, and they seemed like they just had a blast, and I just wanted to get more involved too. So I thought that'd be a good reason too. So yeah.
Yeah, great. Wonderful. So our next guest is also from the ASO, the executive. It's Treasurer Ariana Garabedian. Welcome, Ariana.
Hi. Thank you for having me on.
Great. So tell us a little bit about yourself. When did you start at Fresno State, and where did you go to school, maybe high school as well?
I just graduated from Clovis West High School, and this is my first semester at Fresno State, and I'm pursuing a major in speech-language pathology as well as a minor in Armenian studies.
That's great. Were you always involved with Armenians? In other words, when you were growing up, did you go to Armenian churches? Were you involved in Armenian organizations?
Yes, I've always been involved. I grew up going to St. Paul Church and Pilgrim Armenian Church as well. And I grew up going to their VBSs. I went to the high camp. And recently, a couple years ago, joined the Audox Dancers, which is an Armenian folk dance group. And now I'm at Fresno State.
So first semester at Fresno State. So tell us a little bit about something that was unexpected about Fresno State, or something you hadn't expected that you're really enjoying.
Something that I hadn't expected was how many friends I was going to make right off the bat, especially kind of indulging myself in the Armenian community at Fresno State as well.
Great. So our next guest is going to be the public relations officer for the club, Andrew Hagopian. Welcome, Andrew.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me on your show.
Andrew, tell us a little bit about your background. What year are you at Fresno State?
I am now a sophomore at Fresno State. This is my second year going. I am pursuing a major in marketing business, as well as a minor in Armenian studies. And I was born here in the Valley, and I grew up here surrounded by Armenians. So coming to Fresno State was a definite for me.
So why did you want to get involved with the Armenian Students Organization? What was your major purpose?
Well, I've indulged myself my entire life within the Armenian community, from church to social events. And I thought indulging myself with the students and getting closer with my fellow peers, this would be an excellent opportunity for me to meet new friends and also experience a much newer environment of younger Armenians that find it interesting to socialize together and get to know one another.
Yeah, being a member of the ASO and being an executive member is not the easiest thing because you're facing several challenges. One is we think that there are approximately 500 to 600 Armenian students at Fresno State. Now, Fresno State is at its all-time high in enrollment. It's close to 25,000 students. So out of that group, I estimate that there are about 500 to 600 students that are at least part Armenian, etc. So, Andrew, what do you see as your biggest challenge in trying to get more students involved in a club like the ASO?
The biggest challenge I would have to say today, currently, is we know that the Armenian community is definitely present within Fresno State. It's not that we're trying to get them involved as much as trying to get them to express themselves, to really give them an opportunity to express their Armenian heritage and really show their past as well as their future. So we give them that opportunity by holding socials and different events to where they can come and meet new Armenians, and as well as create these lifetime memories that they'll never forget.
Okay, great. I'm going to come back to Susie now. So our first round was kind of getting to know all of our students, and now I'm going to ask more detailed questions really about, again, the role of ASO and some of the challenges that they face. So Susie, you've been now president for almost a semester. So for our listening audience, Fresno State will be recognizing Thanksgiving with the days off next week of Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So we'll have class on Monday and Tuesday. And then when we come back, we're only going to have a week and a half of classes followed by finals. So I'm going to say you're pretty much had a little bit of experience now under your belt and that you've had a chance to at least become familiar with your role. So I'm going to ask you kind of the same question I asked Andrew. Where do you see are your challenges in bringing new students, and when I say new students, students who haven't been exposed to ASO into the club, and maybe tell us some of the strategies that you would like to employ.
So we see that some people actually are a little bit nervous at first to join new clubs, as it is with any club, but specifically for ASO, maybe they might have been in environments where there weren't many Armenians in their home schools or things like that. So when they come to a school where there are, we encourage them to come and join us. So one of the ways that we do that is we do specific outreach. So us as executives, we go and target the Armenian Studies classes and try to get people to be involved and personally reach out to them and say we would love their presence in our social events or community things that we do or even our volunteering.
So do you feel that students on campus, because they're so involved with so many other things now and there's so many different ways of occupying their time, and actually, and I just have to say, back in the old days, and I'll say that's maybe 20 or even 30 years ago, we didn't, of course, have cell phones. We didn't have easy ways to see each other. So coming to campus and going to a meeting was actually kind of a big thing, because otherwise you really wouldn't see anybody or be able to communicate. So maybe can you tell us what you see as maybe what would be a contemporary way of, like, how do students communicate with each other? Tell us a little bit about how people really stay in touch.
Mm-hmm. So we've actually explored into that as well. So we are on almost every social media platform because of this reason, and we encourage people to outreach to us, and our public relations officers is doing an amazing job at posting events and things like that so that people can reach out to us through those environments. And we also have a remind app, which is through texting, so it's perfect for people to just respond, or if they have any questions. We're all very open with our students, so we want everybody to feel welcomed and included and have an easy way to reach us on all social media platforms, in emails and text messages as well.
It seems to me that a lot of the students that are the active core of the organization, so I think it's similar to most organizations, Armenian or not, in that you have members, you have a membership list, but then the actual core of those members are just a few people who are the actual movers and shakers, the people that actually organize and do all of those things. But it seems to me that a lot of you, and I think probably all of you, are some way also involved in classes. So can you kind of explain also how the club works with the program in that way?
Yeah, so a great way for us to actually see more of our club members are through the lecture series that happens through the Armenian Studies program, or even in the Armenian Studies program classes. Like, for instance, right now I'm in the Masterpieces of Armenia class, and I know many of our members are also in that class, and that's just another way for them to see me as a presence in the Armenian Studies program and easily reach me in person, actually.
Great. This is a live program for our listening audience. If anyone would like to call in and speak to our students or ask any questions, you can call in at 499-1600. And this is All Things Armenian with Professor Barlow Dermagredichian. Susie, I'm the advisor, as it turns out, for the ASO. So, of course, I try to work closely with the students in terms of encouraging them and you know, planning different activities. Can you tell us a little bit about maybe some activities you've just had, and then maybe some upcoming activities as well?
So actually, last night we had our Friendsgiving, which was a beautiful way for us to come together and give thanks together and just communicate with each other and share memories and things like that. And in the coming months, we have our Christmas social, which is another opportunity for us to come together. But besides socials, we also do we participate in community events, and we also volunteer. We've done things like Kids Day, and we really want to be active within our communities, and we also love to give back and things like that.
Yeah, Fresno State has the only Armenian genocide monument in the United States, and that was built in the year 2015 on the 100th anniversary of the Armenian genocide. And the students, one of their really big events for the spring will be to organize that commemoration. So maybe tell us a little bit about how meaningful that event is to you and to the ASO.
Well, that is one of the major events that I look forward to, because of it just helps us show our Armenian heritage through the genocide commemoration. And for the program that we plan, we try to incorporate and highlight the future of Armenia, and the students are the future of Armenia, and we try to do that through personal stories that they share, or maybe they're talented and they want to play an instrument or things like that. So we just love to showcase our students and their pride in Armenian heritage.
Yeah, and that leads into the evening commemoration. So for many years, when there wasn't an Armenian genocide monument in Fresno, the Armenian churches were rotating as the locations for the annual genocide commemoration. On April 23rd, 2015, the Armenian genocide monument opened at Fresno State, and I was just simply amazed at the number of people that showed up that day. It was between 4,000 to 5,000 people came out to the campus to be there and to participate. And I think that momentum has continued, because in the years since, it's been a minimum of 1,000 people that have come to the campus to commemorate that activity. And the ASO has been helping out in planning for that. They've been involved as people helping, you know, give directions where to park for people that need help with that. Last couple of years, we also did a couple of exhibitions that were actually, I think, quite interesting for people. these were exhibitions, posters, which gave a history of certain aspects of the Armenian genocide. So the Armenian Students Organization has been very active, and I want to thank our students for being here. They're going to actually be continuing after our break. In our next segment, we're going to be talking about the country of Armenia and a trip to Armenia that I led along with Professor Sergio Laporta last summer. And so we'll do that after our break.
Tune into All Things Armenian, presented by the Armenian Studies Program at California State University, Fresno. Enjoy in-depth conversation on the Armenian culture and learn everything going on in the valley within the Armenian community. Listen every Sunday at 2 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM. Tune into All Things Armenian, presented by the Armenian Studies Program at California State University, Fresno. Enjoy in-depth conversation on the Armenian culture and learn everything going on in the valley within the Armenian community. Listen every Sunday at 2 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
Back to All Things Armenian. I'm Professor Barlow Derbomigradice, and I'm your host. Today we are talking with some students from Fresno State, but they're not just any students. In the first segment, we talked a little bit with the Armenian Students Organization executives about the club and about their activities. Just want to also say today that Fresno State has just come out with another national ranking. Fresno State has been in the news recently for some of its achievements, and I wanted to really plug this because I think it's important that Fresno State has now been ranked number 3 nationally for advancing economic opportunity for low-income students. So it means that Fresno State is among the best nationwide colleges at preparing low-income and first-generation students to earn their degrees and find financial success. That's according to the 2019 Social Mobility Index. And Fresno State is one of only four California State University campuses that's placed in the top 20 for each of the past 6 years. So I want to congratulate Fresno State for that achievement and that recognition, because I think it's important for our university. We're going to now talk about Armenia and about the Republic of Armenia and about Fresno State's connection with Armenia, because the Armenian Studies program over the past, I'd say, 30 years and close to 35 years has been taking groups of students to Armenia on summer study programs. And just last summer, between May 29th and June 14th of 2019, I and Professor Sergio Laporta led a group of 14 students to Armenia for that two-week program as an Armenia summer study program. And today I'd like to talk to our students that actually participated in that program and ask them a little bit about their experiences and about their reminiscences and memories about Armenia. Just last week, on November 19th, the Armenian Studies program presented a reflections evening on that occasion. That is, we invited the community to come out and listen to and look at slides and look watch a video about what the students had looked at. So this trip is the ninth that one that I've taken and leading Armenian students. So I'm going to start with once again our ASO president, Susie Ekmekchen, who also participated in the trip. So Susie, welcome back.
Thank you.
Susie, tell us a little bit about your reactions and interactions, first of all, with Armenia. In other words, was that your first time, or what time of was it for you to go? And then also maybe a little bit about your family background from Armenia.
Okay, so it was my first time actually going, and I was very excited to do so. My mom and dad both came from Armenia, and my mom was from Gyumri, and my dad is from Dilijan, and I'm born second generation here in America. So I was very excited to go back and to witness not only the innovations of Armenia and Yerevan, but in each of those areas of Gyumri and Dilijan as well.
So when you were growing up, what did you hear about Armenia? I'm sure you heard lots of stories. Tell us a little bit about what those stories were like. What did your parents tell you about Armenia?
So when I was growing up, my parents told me that life in Armenia at the time was very hard, being that my parents grew up in a time when Armenia was under the rule of the Soviet Union. So my dad would tell me stories of when he would study using candlelight, or they would walk miles and miles in the snow to reach their classes just so that they could do so. And besides from my dad, my mom was actually living in Gyumri during the time of in 1988 when the earthquake hit. And so they had lost everything during that time, their house. And that was one of the main reasons why they actually moved to America in hopes of finding a better life.
So how did they look back at Armenia? Did they encourage you to go? Did they feel it was something that it would be encouraging you to go to Armenia on this trip?
They did. They actually did. They knew that things had changed, but I know my dad was still pretty reluctant. He couldn't believe that there was an actual change happening because of how bad the situation was when they all left. But I reassured them that things have become much better in Armenia as opposed to the 30 years ago when they had last experienced it.
So for me, when I travel, and this is anywhere in the world, whether it's Armenia, anywhere, anticipation is pretty much like 90% of it. It's almost so much fun to look forward to it, to do studying. What were you really anticipating about your trip in terms of what you would experience?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. For 6 months, we had built that anticipation, and I felt it all at once when we landed from the plane. I just felt this engulfment in Armenian culture. Everywhere we looked, there was Armenians, which I've never felt before. There were Armenian signs. There were Armenian businesses. We were walking on the streets. Everybody was Armenian. And it was just an amazing thing that I could possibly never put into words.
So when you first got off the plane then, what was the feeling like? Just the first moment of reaching Armenia?
It's undescribable. It was they lost our luggage. It was just an experience. It was amazing, though. But because as soon as when people speak to you in Armenian or and you yourself are, it's just another feeling that you can't explain when you found another Armenian. But being in a place where everyone is like that, it was just amazing to me.
Yeah, it is quite an amazing experience for people to go. And so we were with a group of 14 students, and you knew most of the students. So what was in general the experience of being in Armenia with your fellow students as well, to share those memories?
I think it was incredibly amazing. I think it would have been different if we went by ourselves, but this being with a group, we got to all share experiences of each other and like explain things that we had experienced in our past and how that connected to us being in Armenia. We made connections together. We learned things from each other, and it was just a great experience. I think it was the best thing to be with a group like that.
Okay, so we're going to now talk to Matthew a little bit. Matthew, who is, again, the vice president of the Armenian Students Organization. So, Matthew, this was also, I believe, your first time going to Armenia?
Yes, it was.
So, what was your feelings in your family about the trip? Had your parents been to Armenia before, or what did they think about you going to Armenia?
Well, my dad's been to Armenia before, and my mom hasn't been yet. And my dad was just, he kept telling me that I'm not going to like the food there. That's real different than the traditional Armenian food I have here. Mm-hmm. And I was blown away at how it actually turned out to be.
So tell us about that. What was it? Which food did you like the most, and why did you like it so much?
The pork was pretty good. Just tasted great.
Mm-hmm. And so all different kinds of food? You were happy with all the food? There was no problem with food?
No problem with food.
Okay. So in terms of expectation, what was your expectation? You hadn't been to Armenia. Your family's not from Armenia. So what did you think about that?
Well, for some reason, I always thought it'd just be like a big flat desert kinda. But I was very surprised. It was not like that at all.
What was it like?
Just very green, mountainous, just beautiful.
So everyone, you know, including myself, when you go to Armenia, the first thing you really want to do is see that Mount Ararat. I mean, to me, that's kind of like saying you're actually now in Armenia. And it's hard to believe that sometimes you're in a place that's 9,000 miles away from the, you know, Fresno, that suddenly you're walking around and it's 9,000 miles away. What was your feelings when you first saw Mount Ararat? Did it move you at all?
Yeah, it really did. I'd always seen it just in pictures and in paintings, but when I looked out the window of the airplane and I saw it, I was just very impressed. Great. And then first seeing it, we got a nice clear day.
Uh-huh.
And
wonderful.
It was
great.
Just amazing.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing place to visit. And many people who haven't been there, who have visited Armenia but haven't been there 20 or 30 years, sometimes still have the old memories of Armenia, but Armenia today is quite a different country. Thank you, Matthew. We'll now talk to Andrew. And Andrew is, again, the public relations officer for the club. Andrew, tell me a little bit about your anticipation or expectation when... When I first announced the trip, and I usually do that maybe 9 months or 10 months before we actually go. So September, October of 2018, we began to talk about it. Did you have any doubts in your mind, or was it something you really just absolutely were ready to do?
I was most absolutely definitely ready to go on this trip, but I was a little skeptical because it was my first time out of the country. And being the first time out of the country, I thought going to Armenia is definitely a privilege. That should be my first time experiencing something foreign to me, but it didn't feel so foreign because they were all Armenian. I mean, 90% of the people that we saw were Armenians, and so to be surrounded by fellow Armenians, it felt like a second home.
Now, your family and family roots are in what part of historic Armenia?
My family is originally from the Erzurum province, which is one of the biggest provinces in classical Armenia, and they migrated during the Armenian genocide of 1915. They came to California, where they settled in Fresno and Fowler and all different parts of the San Joaquin Valley. And we became indulged in the agriculture industry here in Fresno.
Mm-hmm. And so how did that impact your trip to Armenia? In other words, what were you thinking about going to Armenia? What did you really want to see, maybe? What was your expectation?
My expectation was what I've been told in the past, that it was a very mountainous region and that the people there would be very welcoming and hospitable. and I actually felt as though I was back in Fresno again because of the climate. We were there perfect time where we got to see clear, sunny skies every day, practically. And I felt like that we were in Fresno with the grapevines and just the different agricultural industry that they have there.
So when we were in Armenia, we kind of experienced different types of things, experiences. We went to trips outside the city of Yerevan, and we spent time walking around and looking at things. So tell us a little bit about on our outside trips outside of Yerevan, what did you see?
There was a lot to see, and honestly, this show is not long enough to describe all that I saw, but I think we pretty much covered all of Armenia. Within the 2 weeks, we went to the southern regions and the northern regions. But I'd say that my favorite location was Goris in Armenia. We arrived in this town of Goris, maybe no more than 20,000 people occupied that area. And to see the actual gorge of which that town is in, it's so green. The landscape there is indescribable. You feel as though you're within a completely different atmosphere and environmental setting.
So Goris is in the southernmost region of Armenia, or in southern Armenia. And the reason that our group went to Goris was because it's sort of the place that you go to the Monastery of Tatev. Now, Monastery of Tatev is a 12th, 13th century Armenian monastery, and is really worth seeing because we took the world's longest aerial tramway from the beginning of the tram to the monastery. It takes you right to the monastery, and Goris is right there in that area. During our trip, we spent a lot of time actually visiting Armenian churches. And in fact, Andrew did a little calculation that I think we visited more than 20 plus churches. But the reason that we visited most of those churches was because they were located in so many different areas of Armenia. And in that way, we also got familiar with those different areas. But apart from Goris, was there another area that perhaps was also something that sticks in your mind as something that was really interesting for you?
Not so much as an area, but as a location. I would say there are two locations that really hit home with me. One was the mother seat of Armenia, Echmiadzin, the seat of the diocese there, as well as Khorvirarp, where St. Gregory the Illuminator was thrown there for 12 years to sit in the pit. So being Great. There, it really hit home.
Great. Susie, I want to ask you too about Armenia. So we were just asking Andrew about what was the most impressive place he perhaps visited outside the city of Yerevan. What would you say is for you? What was it? What one place, maybe some one place that kind of impressed you and really in some way you remember very well?
My favorite was the Tatev Monastery that we went to because it had the longest aerial tramway, which mm-hmm. was very amazing and so beautiful to be on. But the monastery itself was so cool because we got to go into like the different ruins, and there were a bunch of different rooms that we got to explore and learn about each one and what the use was for each one. So it was really cool to see that as well.
So we also got to spend time walking around the city of Yerevan. What was so impressive to you about impressive in the sense maybe unexpected about the city of Yerevan?
To me, how similar it was to like European lifestyle was a really shocker to me, because there were stores everywhere, there were people walking, the streets were clean, and there was so many businesses and so many restaurants. It was very lively with a social life
there.
The
capital of Yerevan is a population of almost a million people, and it is just like, you know, any other great European city. And for us to visit there and to be able to walk around, for me, it's always fun just to walk around and to see all the different people. I mean, it was mentioned earlier that everyone is Armenian, and actually Armenia is a country in which 98% of the population is Armenian, which is amazing in itself. So this was a great trip. I enjoyed leading this trip. It was my ninth trip, and Susie and Matthew and Andrew were three of the 14 students who traveled on that group. We may talk about it more, bring some of those other students as well. This is All Things Armenian. I'm your host, Professor Barlo Dermogradichian. After our first break, you're listening to Armenian music performed by the Richard Hagopian Band, and you had listened to Arshin Mal Alan, and now we're going to listen to another piece by the world-famous oud master Richard Hagopian, and the song is called Hele Hele. So let's listen to some more Armenian music. We'll take a break, and then we'll be back with our last segment.
Tune into All Things Armenian, presented by the Armenian Studies Program at California State University, Fresno. Enjoy in-depth conversation on the Armenian culture and learn everything going on in the valley within the Armenian community. Listen every Sunday at 2 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM. To All Things Armenian, presented by the Armenian Studies Program at California State University, Fresno. Enjoy in-depth conversation on the Armenian culture and learn everything going on in the valley within the Armenian community. Listen every Sunday at 2 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
Welcome back to All Things Armenian. I'm your host, Professor Barlo Dermogradichian, and we've been talking with students from Fresno State and listening to Armenian music by Richard Hagopian. The last piece was Marojan, and we'll be listening to a few more of the pieces by Richard Hagopian as we get near the end of our program. Our first segment today was dealing with the Armenian Students Organization and some of their activities, and then we talked a little bit about the Republic of Armenia and a trip that students had taken to Armenia in summer of 2019. And now I'd like to talk to several of the students a little bit about the classes at Fresno State so that our listeners can listen and understand a little bit about what types of classes are being offered. So I'm going to start first with Dustin. So Dustin, tell us what courses you have taken and what courses you are currently enrolled in at Fresno State, Armenian courses.
So I have taken Armenian 148, which is the arts, or not the arts, but the masterpieces of Armenian
culture.
Mm-hmm. Which is a Armenian literature class, and I've also taken Armenian 10, which is kind of an overview or introduction to Armenian studies. And currently I'm in Armenian 1A, which is the elementary language class.
Ինչպես ես?
Yes, love him. He's too interested.
Yes, love him. I'm good. Thank you, Dustin. So, Dustin, why did you decide to take Armenian courses? You know, it's so difficult now for students to just get all the courses they need in their major, but you took that extra effort to take Armenian courses. How did you learn about it, and then what are you liking about it?
Well, I've always known about it. I've always known about the program at Fresno State, but the reason why I wanted to minor is because I kind of understand there's not going to be an opportunity like this later in life, because it's either, you know, learn about my heritage now, learn the language now, or I'm never going to get the opportunity to. So that's why I feel like it was important to do this now.
Who told you about the Armenian classes before you came? I think you're a transfer student from COS. So did someone particularly tell you about it? Or
I've had cousins that have gone to Fresno State and have taken some classes. I think I'm the first in my family to actually do the minor. So I've known through them. So, you know, I've always wanted to know the language. That's always been my number one wish to do. Mm-hmm. And so I'm working on that right now.
So of your classes, what are the things that you're really liking in your classes? Any of the classes that you've taken or are taking?
Yeah, well the language class specifically, I like that I can use it outside of class. I can actually mm-hmm. talk, or if I hear people talking Armenian, I can listen. And so I can, you know, apply it to real life, which is something really cool.
Yeah, it is. It's something to even know a little bit of Armenian, because it really then ties you into to other people. I want to also invite Ariana to say a few words about that. Ariana, you are a freshman, but you're taking one class or two classes?
I'm taking two courses.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about those.
I'm taking the elementary Armenian language class as well. And in that class, I'm taking it because you hear often that you can be very involved in a culture but not know the language. And if you don't know the language, you really can't embrace that culture. And that's like a huge reason why I'm taking that class. The other class I'm taking is the Arts of Armenia course, Armenian Studies 20. And I'm taking that partially as I'm pursuing a minor, and another part is I really just want to know my culture. And just like Dustin said, this is the opportunity of a lifetime to be able to take it now.
What are you studying in the Arts of Armenia? What are the kinds of things that you've been doing in that course?
We've studied many Armenian-style churches, manuscripts, from the painting to the handwriting, and now we're doing some, you know, smaller pieces like ceramics, pottery, things like that.
Great. And in the language course, you came in with any knowledge? Did you come in with any knowledge of Armenian speaking, writing, or tell us your experience with that?
I came in with a little bit of knowledge just hearing my grandparents speak it in front of me. My parents don't speak that much. When I was very little, maybe 4 or 5 years old, I went to the Armenian school and I started learning how to speak there. But in first grade, I moved to public school.
That's great. I think we've talked about this before, but now you have you're close to your grandmother, and now you have a opportunity to speak with her. How's that going?
It's really special to me. Mm-hmm. Getting to speak with her, and it's going well. And she, you know, she has a lot to say and a lot to help me with, and it's really, really special to have that opportunity.
Great. So now I'm going to ask Andrew to come up and tell us a few words about his classes. You're a sophomore now. You've taken a few classes. Tell us what you've taken.
Yes, I've taken a majority of the classes so far within the 2 years already, actually 3 semesters. I've taken both language classes as well as the arts class, an introduction to Armenian studies class, and I'm trying to just complete the minor and get that under my belt so that way I can go out within the community and better serve my community that way.
What was the one thing you really want to learn? I mean, if I were to ask you, whether it's language, culture, history, what is it, the one thing that really has motivated you to take a course and maybe you still want to learn more about?
I wanted to learn everything that the program had to offer, but the one particular subject that I think that really motivated me and inspired me to actually pursue a further education within the Armenian Studies program is the arts of Armenia. And so I like to study and research old manuscripts, old Armenian architecture, such as the buildings from the 11th to 12th century. And I really like to examine those works, whether it was the manuscripts or the architecture, to see what the Armenian culture was like back then and actually how we've brought it to America when our ancestors migrated, what they brought from memory, because they really had nothing to bring with them surviving a genocide besides their memories.
So there is much you've learned and much more you still want to learn, right?
Oh, for sure, definitely.
Yeah, motivation is really great. Thank you. Thank you, Andrew, for that. So we've been listening to our students from the Armenian Students Organization here on All Things Armenian, and I want to thank them all for coming today and sharing their feelings about being an Armenian student at Fresno State, about traveling to Armenia, and about taking Armenian courses. Today, we've been listening during our breaks to music by the Richard Hagopian Band. And I want to tell you a little bit about Richard Hagopian, because to end today's program, we'll be listening to a couple more of his songs. Richard Hagopian was born in the town of Fowler in the Central Valley. And actually, he had a very early musical career because he started to study violin at the age of 9. That's amazing. I can remember, when I was young, we're always, intended to take some sort of musical instrument. But he got started pretty young. And then he also learned clarinet. But it was at the age of 11 that he took up the oud. The oud is the definition of an oud, because many people don't know the definition, is a plucked lute. And that is a musical instrument that's an ancestor of the European lute. And it's a very important instrument used in much of the Middle East, the Arab world, Turkey, Iran, Azerbaijan, and especially Armenia. And Richard Hagopian is a master of the oud. He is a recipient of the 1989 NEA National Heritage Fellowship. So that also tells us that he has been really, really very important in passing that tradition on. And at age 13, he started studying the oud with the internationally renowned Armenian artist Kanuni Garbis Bakurjan. So he's learned to master these instruments. He has formed a band. And if you've lived in Fresno or the Central Valley for any number of years, you will be hearing him always at our Armenian picnics. Our picnics meaning the church picnics and other types of events. And so today, let's conclude our program by listening to two pieces from the Richard Hagopian CD, Armenian Music Throughout the Ages. The first song is Yarimo, and the second song is Parov Yagar. So the music of Richard Hagopian. Thank you.
Multicultural, 1600 AM.
Been listening to two songs by Richard Hagopian, Yarimo, and Paro Viagar. This is All Things Armenian with your host, Barlo Demirgerdichian. And upcoming next semester at Fresno State, we have two really important events coming up. I want you to put it down on your calendars. On Saturday, February the 22nd, we have a benefit concert for the House of Hope Merhuis program in Armenia. All of you will be invited to come out for that musical program. All the benefits will go to that program in Armenia. And then on Sunday, March 22nd, will be the 32nd annual banquet of the Armenian Studies program. held at Fort Washington Country Club in Fresno. It's our annual premier event. We'd like to invite all of you to be there, so make sure you mark that date and you'll see everybody there. We want to wish you all a great Thanksgiving coming up. Enjoy the time with your family and friends, and I'll see you next week with All Things Armenian.
El siguiente es un programa pagado por el anunciante y 1600 AM ESPN Deportes no se hace responsable por las opiniones reflejadas en su contenido.
This is a special program on Multicultural 1600 AM, so please stay tuned.
Tune into All Things Armenian, presented by the Armenian Studies Program at California State University, Fresno. Enjoy in-depth conversation on the Armenian culture and learn everything going on in the valley within the Armenian community. Listen every Sunday at 2 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
KGST, Fresno, 1600 AM.